Got to play my theme song.
I'd like a Hawaiian punch. Shaken, not stirred.
Do you have all the cool gadgets, too? You know, the pen with the, you know.
I get this pen that writes on a legal pad. Unbelievable.
Oh, cool.
Daniel Craig standing by on the phone. Spectre making so much money, it's crazy. And it's got to be kind of cool to be Daniel Craig for all the right reasons, but also because a lot of the other Bonds are saying he may be the best Bond ever. Let's talk to him now. First off, unbelievable is Spectre. The thing is making a mountain of money. Nice work by you.
Thank you. Thank you very much indeed.
Yeah, and is this right? Are you still doing all your stunts?
I'm doing what I can. I still get a thrill out of it. There's always been a tradition in Bond films to do it for real, and I'm kind of I just want to continue that process. And I'm not stupid, and I'm not allowed to do everything. So that's just a simple fact. And I've got brilliant people who look after me and do amazing things for me. So we just try and make it look as real as possible.
You know, I do 4.5 hours every morning. I have people to help me get out of my chair. Well, I don't remember. I think it was Quantum of Solace. You jump out of a building onto a moving bus, and if I remember right, that was you, right?
It was some of it was. Yeah, we fake it. Let's be honest. This is movie making, so we fake it. But yeah, I was drunk. I was jumping out of the window. Yes, into the path of a moving bus. It was a little hair raising. After the third or fourth time, it got easier.
Yeah, I mean, I've been on movie sets. You know, I've done some of the one-line stuff, really crucial roles like waiter number two. And there's usually people who stand around.
You know them.
People who stand around to make sure the star doesn't do something stupid that can hurt themselves. How did they ever approve that?
Well, look, you know, that's the thing. We have amazing a group of people. There's a guy called Gary Powell who's the stunt coordinator on the movie. I've been working with him for, God, since... probably 1992 is the first movie I did with Gary, you know, we trust each other, we know each other. He puts me with some great people. I'm always safe. You know, I get hurt sometimes because you know there's risk in everything you do, but it's you know, we kind of weigh up, we weigh things up, and it's worth taking the risk sometimes.
Talking to Daniel Craig, Spectre's out the new Bond film, and like Daniel Craig, I also am strikingly handsome. And it does get to be a drag at times, doesn't it? I mean, people need to respect us for our brains.
Exactly right.
What do your kids think? Do your kids? I mean, I know you're incredibly beautiful, incredibly talented wife. I'm sure you guys can talk business, but do your kids ever give you notes?
You know, it doesn't go home with me. It's a simple truth. It's just, you know, I don't take it home. We don't have that. You know, when I get home, what I do for a living, both my wife and I do for a living isn't really on the agenda. There's just all the other stuff of normal life, you know, that's far more important when you're at home than any of this. And,
sure.
You know, deliberately, I try and keep it away from my home life.
Do you, I mean, look, the success is great, the money's great, the fame is great, all that, to a certain extent, but do you miss the old, like, I remember you did a movie called Layer Cake, which I loved, where you were like the charming Coke dealer, and I thought you were fantastic in it, and do you miss those days where you could be a little bit anonymous?
Of course I do. I mean, I'd be lying to you if I said I didn't, but you know, I've got to weigh it up. There's so many great things that come out of doing this job and having this sort of, you know, I knew that this was going to change my life when I first started it. And you have to take that on. I get tremendous satisfaction from doing these jobs. You know, I get to work with some of the best people in the industry. And, you know, as an actor, it's all you can wish for.
You know, one of the things I loved that you did, and by the way, my friends in London, my friend Paul Coit, who was on the radio there forever, and I just thought London did such an amazing job with the Olympics, but one of the great moments was that surprise film with the Queen. I mean, I didn't know the Queen would jump out of helicopters, did you?
No, I didn't, but she was very keen to do it. Danny Boyle, who directed the whole thing, came to see me on the movie, on the set of Skyfall, and just said, you know, look, this is the idea, what do you think? And I thought he was having me on. I just didn't think it. And I said, does she want to do this? And he said, yes, she's very keen to do this. And in fact, originally it had been me and the two princes doing it. Me, her, and the two princes doing it. And she said, no, just me and James Bond.
That's so great. That's just so tremendous. I mean, it's still funny. I see clips occasionally. It was still funny. All right. Now, confirm or deny before we run out of time here. When you originally were offered Bond, you had some misgivings about whether to do it or not, which is understandable. And did Pierce Brosnan actually urge you to do it?
I sat next to him at an event, and it was being mooted, and I just said to him, look, what should I do? And he just went, go for it. You got to go for it.
And obviously, it's been great. It's had challenges, all of those things. But the question, of course, because the producers are looking at me, Daniel, you know that. The producers are thinking, is it time for
they
Cochran?
Are?
Yeah, they're saying,
good,
is it?
Good. You should go for it. You should definitely go for it.
Thank you, Pierce.
I highly recommend it.
Thank you, Pierce. Now, I mean, do you know if you're going to do another one, or do you have to sit back and wait and decide? Because you just don't know if you can go through it again.
I've just got to look. I've got to sort of go home, be with the family, and just think about other things for a while. I'm massively proud of this movie. I think Sam Mendes has done a tremendous job, and it's like we've got it out, and people are going to see it. But beyond that, I can't think. I just can't think at the moment.
Do you ever get to Chicago?
I love Chicago. I filmed my first movie with Sam Mendes there, Road to Perdition,
right?
Way back in 2000, and it's one of my favorite cities. It's very difficult not to go out in Chicago and have a good time.
Yeah, and I was thinking the next time you're in town, we could hang out. It'd be good for your image.
I would happily do that.
Yeah.
I know some good bars.
Well, you know what? I live here. I could probably find one or two.
Good. Let's do it.
We could be thrown out of two places at the same time. Really.
I'm sure we could.
Yeah, congratulations, man. I'm a big fan, and I have nothing but respect for your talent, and you seem like a heck of a dad, and that's more important than any of this. Congratulations on Spectre at a brand new Bond, and I hope you do another one.
All right. You're very kind. Thank you very much.
All the best.